Okay, here we are, City of Refuge on the Big Island today. This is activation number 8 for our Hawaiian Ascension Immersion Retreat. Okay, so as we start, we're going to invite the wildlife into this activation in this sacred site next to the beautiful bay. So as we begin, we're going to call forth all of our aspects into here, this now moment. So imagine that you are gathering from the four corners of your universe, your many fragments. Bring it here through the breath. Bring it back into here. So all of your aspects and levels can experience this. So begin to feel an alignment, a vertical alignment between the heavens and the core of the earth. Feel the presence of Pele in your spine. We're going to call forth the benevolent Hawaiian gods. Those gods that are beyond superstition and dogma. The gods that bring forth the pure light of awareness. And we're going to ask each of you to tap into your Akashic records to remember your Hawaiian connection, especially on the Big Island, your Polynesian, your Lemurian, your Hawaiian connection, regarding your wisdom and your knowledge on manifesting. So let's ground really deep into the earth. Feel the fire of Pele in your base chakra. Feel the power of the lava that you are sitting on as a living, breathing presence. Collecting yourself back to here. We're going to call forth your inner child to open up to receive any healing from the past that is relevant to your inner child now. Ask your higher self to stand by. Okay, we're going to bring forth a purifying light for your chakras. Breathing deeply. Whatever color you imagine. Could be violet, could be dark blue, could be golden, could be pink, white, emerald, whatever color. So allow this purification to take place on all levels within your chakra system. And if your nadis need to be repaired, you're going to call in that particular or those particular frequencies that will help your nadi system to repair itself and to make itself strong. So think of that as a webbing. Much like how spiders do their web, it's very delicate yet it's extremely strong. So your nadis are like that, very delicate, spider-like, but extremely strong. Okay, let's open up the hand chakras, the feet chakras, your crown. We're going to continue to work with the pituitary. Take a deep breath in the pituitary, pineal, thalamus, hypothalamus. Now let's imagine that there's a little fog around your pineal gland. And you're going to ask the power of the wind to come forth to help clear away that fog that you see around your pineal and third eye center. Use the power of the butterfly in transformation. Allow the gentle breeze to begin to dissipate the fog, the haze, the cloudiness around your pineal. That haze represents historical misperceptions that your body has adopted or taken in or taken upon. It's time to release that. It's a cultural kind of fog. It's like a mist that kind of blurs your vision just enough to where you can almost see clearly, but not quite. Again, let the power of the wind, the breeze, move that mist out and away from your vision. So when you're ready, declare, invoke, proclaim, now that you're choosing to see the truth, to see clearly within all things, to see that you can manifest your divine purpose, that you can manifest your target audience to you, your ideal clients, students, customers, your tribe. Those that will appreciate not only who you are, but what you are offering. Who are willing and able to pay in kind, in value, to pay you what you are worth. So go deeply within the heart now to experience your value. Go deep into the heart and ask to experience your value in the world through this body. Let that feeling reverberate in your chest and into your guts. Your value. And this value you share with the world naturally. Envision now your value going out into the world. Imagine you are reaching the most perfect souls in the world, wherever they are, that are being attracted to your vibration, your soul signature. Now, even bring in a little deeper now the essence of your spirit, your I Am presence. allow that part of you to bring the rest of you the clarity of who you are, what you are offering to the world. And let your higher self, your Amakua, your higher self, to bring you the clarity and the wisdom of right action, right marketing, right networking. I want you to chant inwardly, Amakua. That's your Hawaiian high self. Amakua. Ignite it. Now bring your awareness to the sound of the waves. Imagine that the sound that you're hearing is the sound of your soul singing to you everything that you are ready to know on this level. Whatever you are ready to receive, the peace, the joy, the balance, let it come to you through the sound of the waves upon the shores and the sound of the birds in the trees. Your soul is singing to your body. The wind is like the soul breathing life into your body, healing all manner of imbalance, all manner of stress, all manner of worry. Let it move deep into the cells of your body. Let it move into the bones of your shoulders and your hips, your connective tissues in your knees and your elbows and your wrists and your ankles and your jawbone, into your cranial bones, into your eyelid muscles, into your nasal passage. Feel as if this healing light is being absorbed by every bone in your body. Every bone in your body, including all of the bones in your spine, your neck, your toe joints, your fingers, your rib cage, take it deep into the bones. And we're going to bring in this joy vibration into the bones, starting with the cranial bones in your head. There are 5 major cranial bones in your brain. We're going to start with your brain and gradually focus down your spine and into your arms, into your pelvic girdle, into your legs eventually. Let this happen for about the next 5, 7, 9 minutes. Feel as if your bones are like a dry sponge and liquid light is being poured into your skull, your brain, and your bones are soaking it up. When you breathe, take that light deeper into the bones, into the bone marrow, into the cranial fluid inside your spine. And let it go deep into your original 8 cells in your sacrum. Breathe it in. Now, this beautiful tree that we're sitting under, take in its healing vibration. Breathe it in. Feel the power of its essence moving through your body. Receive the nourishment that this tree is actually, these trees are offering us. The green energy, the earth tones, the essence of the lava that you are sitting upon. Become one with all of this. You slowly take a deep breath. We're going to do some out-of-body work now. Okay, so keep your body grounded. Ask your guardian angel to watch over your body. Alright, we're going to leave through the crown of the head. Gradually withdraw your awareness from your body and focus it about 6 to 12 inches above your head. Keep your focus there. And as you see a stargate opening or a portal opening, you're going to move your awareness through there. and each of you will go to your particular star system that relates to your Hawaiian and your Lemurian connection regarding relevance to this lifetime and your soul path, your soul journey, your purpose. Just allow your awareness to be magnetically drawn to that place within the stars. And you're going to bring back the information and the knowledge and the wisdom that is relevant for this incarnation for you to be successful, prosperous, abundantly joyful in your earth expression, being able to transcend all manner of trauma, discord, conflict that may be in the world. And your ability as an empath to stay clear of all discombobulated energies in the universe, for you to maintain your clear sense of who you are energetically, emotionally, psychologically, and soulfully. So imagine a channel of light from your, shall we say, home world, your Lemurian home world, your Polynesian home world, your Hawaiian home world, directly coming down into the crown. And that information is being stored in your crown chakra. And as you are ready to receive it, it will gently be downloaded into your physical brain, into your nervous system, and then into your heart center, as well as your hand chakras and feet. As you are ready, it will be given unto thee. Take a deep breath. Any resistance you may feel, just breathe it out. Let it go. Now we're going to ask your guardian angel to step in front of you and to confirm, to give you confirmation on this activation, whatever you may have query about, your guardian angel will give you a reflection in whatever way that you can understand it, be it through nature, be it through direct voice channeling, feeling within your heart, a sense of inner knowing, dream symbolism. All right. Now we're going to bring down going to bring in for your spinal column a seal, S-E-A-L, a sealing energy that will protect the spine. This is spinal protection. Feel it. It's all the way from C1, actually your brain stem, actually your cranial bones in your brain, all the way down to encompass your tailbone and coccyx below your sacrum. So it's going to include your crown chakra all the way down to your base chakra and all the nadis that relate to those chakras. Okay, now we're going to allow a buffering again. This is a buffer for your sensitivity. It's going to be placed somewhere between your skin of your physical body and your light bodies. So this buffer will soften the impact of the earth changes upon your body. But it will keep your sensitivity in balance. It will not decrease your level of awareness. It will simply act as a safety net so that you do not get overwhelmed by the earth changes. Not only the inner earth changes, but the planetary and galactic earth changes. All right, we're going to call forth Goddess Pele to bring you a message now. She will appear to you. She will feel to you in a way that you can understand her. Divine, feminine, goddess, energy, fire energy. Breathe deeply, open up, receive, allow. And when you are finished or complete in receiving Pele's blessings, dig deep into your heart, the treasure of your heart, and offer to the goddess your special gift in appreciation for her presence here in Hawaii. Okay, when you are ready, begin to slowly come back to your body. Back to here, city of refuge. Your body sitting upon the lava, under these beautiful trees, enjoying the gentle breeze. Hearing the sound of the waves upon the shores, and the birds singing in the trees, and the butterflies floating about. Okay, keep your feet chakras open for the rest of the day here. Let's give gratitude and thanks for all assistance giving. We thank you for this opportunity to be of service. Thank you for the gifts and the blessings. Thank you, Amakua. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing your body to adjust. Remember to drink water. Mahalo.